One of the reasons I read up here, because I'm actually like rehearsing for, you know, to get out there and to humiliate myself. And I believe that you should practice reading poetry. And you should always be able to make fun out of yourself. Because if you don't, you're going to lose a lot of great humor. This is called Identity Theft and the Vanity of Your Worth. A guy called me with a foreign accent. I think he could have been from India, or maybe he was from some country in Africa that the tigers and the hippopotamuses, and he sounded like he was from a place that I probably couldn't pronounce, or a seven-day shitter, a godforsaken place where children played deep in deep raw sewage, where men probably stoned women for adultery, and my best guess that he had really white teeth, because I suspected that most identity thieves have really white teeth. I've stolen your identity. You want to be me? I don't even want to be me. How did you get my phone number? It's unlisted. He said, nothing is unlisted. Haven't you read Orwell's book 1984? I said, but that was almost 20 years ago. Nobody reads that book anymore, except maybe some professor that used to be a hippie in the 60s that probably swam in Walden's pond. He said, you only have $22 in your checking account. Would you like to borrow some money? I said, no, you can keep the money. I would only use it to buy tofu or maybe a Bukowski or a Twain book. He said, you don't care about your identity? I said, not really. I've reached the age when I get up to pee 3 times a night, and sometimes I stub my toe, which hurts, but I'm too old to even jump around in pain, so you can keep my identity. I hung up the phone, went to the refrigerator, and found a piece of yesterday's pizza, and I thought of my father, how we would go to the bakery and buy yesterday's donuts, and it was all good enough, except he made powder milk, which was not really that good, and I don't even want to mention the government cheese, but in a strange wine away, it was all good. I lost my balance the other day, and I felt like I had been drinking, and went to the doctor. I found that it was because my inner ear had to be clean, which was almost like being drunk. Anyway, the guy called back, I want to give you back your identity. You can keep it. I hung up the phone and felt all the pain in my body and looked up at the ceiling, because that's where God is usually hiding when he's not punishing someone or curing them from some terminal transmutable disease. I said, God, you only punish my vanities. I should have never danced naked on the bar, because the truth be told, it wasn't pretty then and it ain't pretty now. The next day at 5 a.m, the phone rang. Please take back your identity. I said, you stole it, you can keep it. He cried like a sissy that just had his gym shoes flushed in the toilet. But there was nothing in your wallet. I said, I told you that. He said, but now everyone thinks that I'm you, and I'm getting calls about how a kid was shot, or how a kid or a guy beats his wife up, or a mother that needs money for her teeth. Another call because her daughter is whoring and is on heroin, or needs this or that, and needs help with a ticket for driving the wrong way on a one-way street. I now go around sweeping cigarette butts off the streets in Pittsburgh. I don't even smoke. I said, it makes good practice if you can find the Tao and the sweeping up of the butts. Actually, it's almost like the Zen of motorcycle maintenance. Actually, more like becoming an archer or studying the art of war. I don't want your identity. You've seen stuff that I don't want to see. Besides, your manly hangs too low, and when I sit on a toilet, it presents a problem. I said, all right, I'll take it back on 2 conditions. He said, anything, please. Promise me you will not vote straight Republican or Democrat. And when you go to church, you will not stare at women's backsides. Also, one more thing, you must read the teaching of Buddha at least twice. He said, agreed. Thank you, and may the fleas of a camel never light on your privates. I hung up the phone, and it rang again. Dog, you don't know me, but my son is smoking crack and stealing his grandmother's bingo money. Can you help me? I asked, how did you get my number? She said, I found it in the toilet stall at the bus terminal. I said, all right, you got the right guy, but try to hurry. I got to sweep up some cigarette butts. But go ahead and tell me the sad story anyway. I need a fix. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Next week.